These words come to my mind when I think of this moment and I look around and see the people here at these celebration services, the people who have collected here for these evening services. We will quieten ourselves for a moment to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 1 to 6, in Jesus' name. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen. When we think about these words of this prophet, the prophet here is thanking God for being angry with him. These words are a picture of the mourning of the new time. We could replace the word anger with the word love. For here, the prophet is describing a picture of the kind of loving anger with which God stops a person to think and realize, where am I going? What does my Creator want with me? What did He want for me? But now that we have stopped here, before the words of this prophet Isaiah, we will for a moment look and see how did the prophet experience these words himself. And if we are given the wisdom to understand, we want to look and see how in the Old Testament of the Bible, this same message has been preached. Do we believe in the same way today? And can a person find the kingdom of God in the Old Testament as we can find this kingdom of God today? We can look at the experiences in the life of this prophet. The prophet is writing about a time when God's anger and love was aimed at Isaiah. And the prophet wrote, and in that day thou shalt say, this temple was full of angels, cherubs, and we can see even today that these were the services of the children of God that Isaiah was attending. And when the brilliance of God is able to stop a person and show to this person what has been done or what he has done, this happened to Isaiah. As he says in the chapter 6, I live, I have unclean lips, and I live with the people who have unclean lips. But God was able to stop him. This light, it shines from the face of the Heavenly Father. And in this light, a person can see completely. What was said to Isaiah when he experienced this? It is written here that one of the angels, cherubs, flew to him and took a burning ember and said that your sins will be taken away from you. The same today, those who believed before, they came to bless Isaiah. And in this way, he was able to be born and become a child of God. So it is today in the kingdom of God. Those people who have been believing, they come with the authority of God to preach this gospel, this forgiveness, which has been preached at these services already. What kind of speech did this prophet have when he began to speak? In the first chapter, we are told what Isaiah preached. Listen, heavens and the earth should have ears when the Lord speaks. We should, as simple children, today, at this moment, we believe in the same way. Here, man is not speaking. The Word of God, it is not explained through the words or mind of man. It is the Spirit of God, and through this Spirit that these words are spoken and these messages are opened that God wishes to tell. We speakers, many times, because of the weakness of our own faith, as I many times have had many doubts and lack in faith and lack in trust in the promise of God. And the prophet here in the chapter 6, he promises to bring forth this message. When the cherubs asked, who will go forth and bring this message forward? And Isaiah said, here I am, send me. And this prophet, as he received the message, He said, on behalf of Zion, I will not be quiet. So that people could see the righteousness and the kings could see your honor, and you will be called by a new name that will be spoken by the Lord. This message will be preached as long as God has time for it. Especially in the heart of this prophet was the people of God, the people of Israel. And this prophet was a slave in Babylon with the people. So it was very dear to the heart of this prophet. In chapter 1 is spoken how my people do not know and they do not understand. Through the words of this prophet, we can look and see what were the reasons that led to the result that the people lost their sight. In chapter 2, the prophet said, when you lift your hands and beseech me, I will turn my eyes away. When the prophet preached, we can see what it is that separates man from God and separates man from living faith. It is those wounds that come on the journey of a child of God. These wounds, they have to be cared for with the oil of the gospel, with the oil of forgiveness. And the blood must be washed away from these wounds with the water. And then a child of God can find a clean conscience and go forward to travel on this journey. So it is today that if you do not take care of your conscience, the strength that you have to believe, it will decrease. The prophet had received a great gift to see things that would come in the morning of the New Testament. God gave to this prophet the understanding to see what God would do in the future. So we can examine some of the things that this prophet was able to see. The prophet wrote about the birth of John the Baptist. Comfort, comfort, ye my people. Speak to Jerusalem, tell that prepare the way for the Lord and make the way plain. The prophet writes what John the Baptist would be told to preach, that the grass would die and fade away. The prophet wrote about the Lord Jesus, the birth of the Son of God, and about the people who would travel in the darkness, who would see the great life, the great light. A child has been born, and a son has been given to us. This prophet writes very clearly about the birth of Jesus. When we look and see what the prophets wrote about the wise men from the east, we can only be amazed when Isaiah wrote in chapter 30 about the wise men of the east and how he described these things that would happen in the future, how they would bring frankincense and myrrh. And also he wrote about the death of Jesus, how he would die on the cross. This prophet wrote before these things happened, as we remember from the gospel, how Jesus held his first sermons in the synagogues. Jesus preached and he told his listeners that today this became true. The promise of God was fulfilled. The Lord Jesus was there in their midst. They could not see him. But the believers who were there during those times, they knew and they rejoiced when God fulfilled his promise. When the prophet looked and saw about the death on the cross, and he wrote and described very clearly and in detail about these things before they happened. We know as believers, we know in the middle of trials, who will believe our sermons, to whom will be made clear the hand of God. It certainly must have felt to be difficult because there were so few who would accept the word and know Jesus. But the prophet could see through faith how a great gift God prepared through the reconciliation work of his Son on behalf of all the sins of the world, to reconcile all the sins. When we look at this prophet Isaiah's words, we can say, even though the prophet received his words and wisdom through the Holy Spirit from God. He was ridiculed by the people around him. The rich and the wise of his time, they spit on him and they pointed at him. And so the fate of this prophet was to die . And when this happened, this prophet died the death of a martyr. We also remember of this prophet how he had one of the most difficult fates, how the Spirit of God told him to go talk to the king Hiskias. For the king at that time, he had such a power that he could kill whoever he wished. But the Spirit of God, it caused this king to go pray. And God healed this king. And the days of his life were extended. And when we look at this text in chapter 12, the second verse, we see the thankfulness of the congregation of the New Testament. In the first verse, the prophet talked about the anger. And here in the second verse, he talks about the salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. God prepares for people the perfect righteousness through the reconciliation work of his Son. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is my salvation. The prophet understood that he could trust completely in the mercy of God and the forgiveness of God. And this could bring security to his life. In the third verse it says, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. This is the central message of the kingdom of God, the forgiveness of sins, this gospel. With a few illustrations of the Old Testament, we can see how the gospel was described. Our brother read from the Bible about how the children of God in Babylon, we won't talk about that further, how at the wells, at the gates, services were held, and there the servants of God read the book of law. And when the people listened, so the children of Israel, they began to cry. And the priest comforted them and said, don't cry. Don't worry. Come and eat. Come and eat and come and drink. The people had begun to cry because of their own weakness and sin. And so they were preached forgiveness of sins. And the prophet describes this gospel in the chapter 25. On this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. And so it is today. When we talk about Isaiah, we cannot forget chapter 55. There is a picture, a description of the kingdom of God. All you who thirst, come. Come to eat bread and drink wine without price. And also, in one other place in this book of Isaiah, he mentions how not even one need distress because of weakness, for there is the gospel. They believed in the promise of this gospel, and they put away their mistakes and sins, and they continued to travel and make journey as free children of grace. And in chapter 4, it says, and give thanks unto the Lord, and preach in his name. I thank you, Lord. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and thou comfort me. God has loved us. He has, by stopping us to think, he calls us into the kingdom of God. And so these services are arranged for this reason, that this call could be made here to all people. And when we look at the words in this first verse, Jesus talks about the invitation to the wedding, the invitation to the wedding of the Son of the King. Once, when we traveled through Sweden, we realized that this would be possible. But in Finland, we have no king, so it is not possible. But an even higher invitation is here with us today. The King of Heaven and God calls you now to be his child. Come into the kingdom of God to own this righteousness that God has prepared. Here I remember the angels of Sodom who had two tasks to do. They came to see the family of Lot and to save this family from the destruction that God would bring to Sodom. They extended their hands to the family of Lot and guided them out of Sodom so that God would fulfill his promise to destroy those places. Those angels, they guided the children of God to safety. Even today, they do the same. They guide the children of God during these days. They extend their hand to you, dear brother and sister, on your journey at the very moment when we need that hand, when we are going through situations and experiences in our lives that have been given to us. This other task that these angels had then and today, we know as children of God that God knows all and God sees all. And when we see with this light, we look at the family of Lot. We remember what happened to the wife of Lot. Certainly, God could see what was in the heart of the wife of Lot. This world, it was in her heart. She had fallen in love with the world. She had fallen in love with the things that were in Sodom. But just think, God would have wished to bring that wife to safety, to make her safe from this world and bring her into the middle of the children of God. And when I think about this now, and I know that many people are listening to these services who once in the past were traveling. We're traveling in faith, and the angels extend their hands. Come back to the home. Come back to the home of the Father and believe your sins forgiven. God calls you. And here in the same verse, we are told to remember how high His name is. And we, as children of God, we know that it is good to remember what and how the Heavenly Father has helped me and you, dear brother and sister. How He has called and returned people back into the kingdom of God. If it has been His will, God has guided the phases of the lives of people, and we know that we have to realize that God has blessed and guided this homeland, this Finland in which we live. And God has guided His people in the phases of our lives. And also, individual people, God has led and carried and stopped us, individual people, on our journeys. And with His grace and forgiveness, He has been stopping people and comforting them and calling them to come into the kingdom of God. And when we think about this changing world, and he speaks here in this verse about how exalted, how high is his name. And we are safe here, we children of God, in this changing world. We can see how strong God is and how powerful he is. And we can know that God is all-knowing and we are under his eyes, and we can trust and believe, and we can travel that path that we must travel. And as children, we can safely believe that the phases of our lives, every step is in the hand of God. And all things that happen in this world, they are in the hands of God. And it is the same when you, brother and sister, you put your hands together and you pray to the Heavenly Father that he would do something or that he would bless. We can pray to the Heavenly Father, and all people can pray to the Heavenly Father and ask for strength and guidance for our own lives. So that we would have strength to believe through faith that God will surely give to us that what we ask for, and God will give guidance. We are under the wisdom of God. Our prayers and our requests, they are under the wisdom of God, and they are answered according to the wisdom of God, as God sees fit for you or me. But we also need very much simple, childlike faith. I want to remember one experience that I once had. When one of our children was very young, and in the family, we asked that God would heal one of our children. And when the next morning came good greetings, one of the little sisters said, "We prayed in the evening." We must be as children. We need, even during these days of these times, we need this childlike faith. The prophet says here, "Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." In one of our songs, we sing, "If I could sing about Jesus from my heart." In the Bible, there are many places that tell us about the prisoners of Babylon, how they could not sing in that foreign land because they were prisoners. We too travel. We children of God are traveling in a foreign land. The coldness of this world sometimes it makes the heart grow cold when we remember the things that happened when Peter, in the middle of the light, he said, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Dear brother and sister, when we as children of God can live in the kingdom of God, in the safety and the blessing of the gospel, you too have experienced the same feelings of Peter, how the kingdom of God is the best place and the most safe place to live for you and for me. And sometimes at camps, I have tried to explain to the young people how valuable the kingdom of God is, how the world does not give any value to this kingdom. And in one of our songs, we sing, "This is valuable to those who are at the mercy seat of Jesus." Sometimes there are things, dear young child of God, there is comfort in the words, there is much comfort in the words of our songs. He who has faith and a good conscience, this will once bring to us a great gift when we can, in faith, end our journey. And these words, our motto of these services, for all of us in the middle of our everyday lives, it is good for us to remember these words. "But for me, it is good to be near God." These words hold very much meaning. Also, there is this song, "If I could sing from my heart of Jesus, I would give praise for this love that came to this world." One time I went to a home to hold an evening devotion, and there was one person who was confined to a wheelchair, one person who was unable to walk since birth, and he could not speak well. And I had to listen very carefully to understand what he said. At the end of the services, he always said, "Can we sing this song or this hymn?" And he said, he always liked to sing this song together, and he wanted to sing from the bottom of his heart. Many years later, I was asked to hold the funeral for this person, this sister. I held a sermon, and I remembered this song from these events, when she always wanted to sing this song. It was easy to acknowledge in that memorial service the last verse, of that song. I will make it home. I will make it home to heaven, and I will be able to see Jesus. And there we can sing songs of thanks. And I realized that the fate of this sister when that day would come, she had a clean tongue with which to sing that song. And for us, you and me, brother and sister, this hymn, when we can sing and give thanks to the Heavenly Father that He will carry and bring us to the heavenly home. And we know how weak we are, how unsuccessful we are on this journey. Therefore, the central message is about the forgiveness of sins. Dear brother and sister, even at this moment, we can take this water from those springs. You can now safely believe in the name and blood of Jesus, all of your sins and doubts and temptations forgiven, unto peace, freedom, and joy. The gospel is a power, and it gives us power to make it, to go forwards until we reach that home in heaven. I too need this power. For today, I have been lacking in trust and childlike faith. I have had many doubts and temptations. I would like to ask, can I believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe together with you. And so we can remain in the grace message of God. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. The power of God, the power of this gospel, we can travel. In Jesus' name, amen.